From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, the national flag was raised over Douma, formalizing the end of 5 years of rebel control over the enclave of Eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Russian military police have also reportedly been deployed. Wednesday, President Donald Trump warned Russia to get ready because American missiles could be heading toward Syrian targets in a response to a suspected chemical weapons attack. That attack last week left 43 dead and sickened hundreds. Moscow blamed the attack on provocateurs linked to the White Helmets, Syrian civil defense. Both the group and the White House reject that claim. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The intelligence provided certainly paints a different picture, and the president holds Syria and Russia responsible for this chemical weapons attack.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meanwhile, said there is still no certainty who was behind that attack.
We're still assessing the intelligence, ourselves and our allies. We're still working on this.
Is the U.S. military ready right now to conduct a retaliatory strike if ordered?
We stand ready to provide military options if they're appropriate, as the president determined.
Both Russia and Syria have denied involvement. Reuters, citing two U.S. government sources, said there is evidence the toxin was deployed by helicopter. In Moscow, Russian Liberal Democratic Party leader Vladimir Zhirinovsky said if U.S. missiles fly toward Syria, most will be destroyed by Russian air defense. In Central African Republic's capital, Bangui, Wednesday, angry demonstrators laid out in front of peacekeeping headquarters the corpses of 17 people killed in clashes involving U.N. peacekeepers and local security forces battling armed groups in the city's mostly Muslim PK5 neighborhood in a security sweep earlier this week. This is VOA News. In Algeria, nearly 260 people were killed in Wednesday's plane crash near the capital, Algiers. Witnesses claim they saw a wing catch fire after the plane took off. This witness said when he reached the scene of the crash, he saw many burned victims. Many of the passengers were military personnel and members of the Polisario Front fighting for independence in Western Sahara. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu marked annual Holocaust commemorations Wednesday by issuing a call for action following the latest suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria. He said the events of past days teach that standing up to evil and aggression is a mission incumbent upon every generation. Mr. Netanyahu described the images of Syrian children being slaughtered as a horrific sight. The Israeli leader also invoked lessons of the Second World War to call for action against Iran. Saudi Arabia said its air defenses intercepted three ballistic missiles fired at Riyadh and other cities by Yemeni Houthi rebels. There were no reports of damage or casualties. It's the fourth such attack in recent months. The Houthis say are in retaliation for airstrikes carried out by a Saudi-led coalition. As expected, Azerbaijan leader Ilham Aliyev won a fourth term as president in an election boycotted by the opposition. Ruling party official Ali Akhmedov said the incumbent received more than 80% of the votes cast, calling it a big victory. Mr. Aliyev was first elected in 2003, 2 months before the death of his father, Heydar Aliyev, who ruled the country for the previous 10 years. Taliban militants Thursday captured a district in Afghanistan's Ghazni province, killing more than a dozen people. Among the dead, Khawaja Omari District Governor Ali Dost Shams, his bodyguards, seven policemen, and five government intelligence officials. France is expected to propose the first names to be blacklisted by the UN Security Council for obstructing Mali's 2015 peace agreement. The targets of the action will be subjected to a global travel ban or asset freeze. The peace deal reached between Bamako and separatists has so far failed to stop violence in northern Mali. Armed men in western Niger Wednesday kidnapped a German man near the Malian border. The German is identified as humanitarian aid worker Jörg Lange with the HELP organization. His vehicle was said to have been overtaken by gunmen riding on motorbikes. Wall Street stocks fell in Wednesday trading, weighed down in part by concerns over military action in Syria. Tensions have sent oil prices globally surging to their highest levels since late 2014. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average had more than 200 points to close at 24,189. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.